Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
If the Buffalo City Mission never existed, what would be the homeless population today?
It's the season of need and the season of giving in Buffalo and Western New York.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people always say, Aubrey, you know, after when it starts to get really cold, you guys must be filling up quickly with your beds and so forth. And that really has changed here in Western New York. We're at 100% capacity each and every day, 24/7, 365.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716 as we gather to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday and head into the heart of the holiday season. Things are bustling at the Buffalo City Mission.
Well, after 13 years of doing this back to back, you get used to it and being able to handle the stresses of every single holiday season. But we're excited. This is a great time of year.
When I see you the day before Thanksgiving, I expect to see like the person that's hosting Thanksgiving, you know, just discombobulated and like, what am I going to do and how am I going to get it all done? Because you guys have a lot of balls up in the air right now.
We do.
Aubrey Calhoun, Associate Executive Director of the City Mission.
Tomorrow we'll have about 250 volunteers that'll join us on site at Meals on Wheels, which is now called Feed More. But we will be able to prep, package, and then have 176 delivery teams that will start coming at 8 in the morning to deliver meals to all of Western New York. So we have it down to a science, but it is a hectic time because you're balancing both family and work all on the same day for Thanksgiving.
But just like Thanksgiving at anyone's house, stuff must go wrong. I mean, you have to be like ready for something to, and you probably are ready, right?
We're always prepared for if there's a glitch or we have to make a decision at the last minute to restructure. I think we've gotten really good to balance that. I think the one thing that's great is I have a wonderful husband, so he stays home on this day and makes sure the turkey gets in, so that our personal turkey is cooking. So when we have family coming over at 5 o'clock, we can have a wonderful Thanksgiving for the family.
See, I like turning that old adage around: behind every good woman, there's a good man, right? Exactly.
It goes both ways. It does. It actually goes both ways.
I'm in charge of the turkey, too. So
oh, wonderful.
All right. You know, let's talk about the need. I mean, it's incredible the need that you and other organizations fill, but certainly you're a focal aspect of this time of year and year-round, too.
Correct. Well, we're the area's largest shelter. So we have our Women and Children Shelter, which is Cornerstone Manor, and then our Men's Current Community Center at Tupper Street. But this is where we really see a lot of individuals and families and veterans coming through our door each and every day. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people always say, Aubrey, you know, after when it starts to get really cold, you guys must be filling up quickly with your beds and so forth. And that really has changed here in Western New York. We're at 100% capacity each and every day, 24/7, 365. We don't have a low time of the year. And that's what's changed since 2008 in Western New York.
That's pretty powerful. I mean, to know that there's that kind of need. I don't know what the emotion is there. Is the emotion sadness? Is the emotion, you know, gratefulness that, you know, you guys are there and able to fill that need? It's tough to take, I think.
You know, it is, because you always wonder if the Buffalo City Mission never existed, what would be the homeless population today? And because we do so much work on the front lines and bringing in so many people into the mission to give them an opportunity to make a change in their life and get them on the road, pathway towards self-sufficiency, it's mind-boggling sometimes to wonder what it would be like. Will we be something like, you know, LA that has 100,000 people that are on the street 24/7? You know, here in Buffalo, there's about 5,700 people that are homeless any given year, but about 900 that are on the streets any given night. So you wonder how that would affect it if the mission wasn't here in Buffalo.
I think it's remarkable when you really do slow down and think about those numbers, you know, and it's amazing, and we're thankful to have you guys in the community. Before we get to some of the big stuff that you have going on, walk me through Thanksgiving at the City Mission. What's it like? What is the day like for you and for the residents? And
well, we actually start Thanksgiving. Last week, we had our Thanksgiving community meal. So we open up the doors, and it's a great event where we'll serve almost 200 people and bring in volunteers from all over Western New York and businesses that really want to get their hands on Thanksgiving a week earlier. So we really start that celebration earlier. Our staff, we're very busy. Last night was prep night, so we have churches and volunteers and corporations coming in to cut pies, and I mean, we're going to be feeding over close to 5,500 people tomorrow. So it's a lot of production that gets done behind the scenes before Thanksgiving morning actually starts beginning.
Traditional food?
Absolutely. It's the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, pie, bread, butter, everything that you would have at your table at home on Thanksgiving, we try to duplicate so that we make sure that everybody in our community has a wonderful Thanksgiving meal, so that we show love on them and grace. And it's a way that we can give back this year to all of Western New York.
Somehow 16 people doesn't seem to overwhelm me anymore when you talk about 5,500.
It's a little bit different. It is. I mean, when our hotline opens up the first week of November for the community to call in and reserve meals for Thanksgiving, that's when you really start to see the need, because, you know, within the first week we had 3,700 meals already registered, and that's an increase compared to last year at the same time. So we'll have close to 5,500 meals this year, and it's a great way, though, that the whole community can come together on Thanksgiving Day. It's not families that are just focused on themselves. These are families that have been coming to the mission and being involved in Turkey Express for over 30 years. They make this part of their tradition. And this is where families can also educate their own children about the importance of giving back to those that are less fortunate, because not everybody has what we have. And a lot of the people that these volunteers will be visiting tomorrow morning when they deliver meals are probably going to be the only person they actually see on Thanksgiving. They don't have a family table to sit at like we all do, and they're not invited over to their aunts and uncles. So it's a great opportunity for our volunteers to uplift them and show them how much they're cared for.
All right, good stuff. It's interesting to have that look-see at what you do, and it's not just dinner. It's an emotional mechanism that
Correct.
Takes place, you know, in a community support mechanism. I think that's so important. It can't be done without that spider web mesh of, you know, a huge amount of support. And you guys are amidst a fall campaign trying to raise, you know, a lot of very needed money, $2.47 million. Where are you at? How you doing?
We started October 1st. So between October 1st and December 31st, we need to raise $2.47 million. That's about 32% of our annual operating budget in these 3 months of our first fiscal year. I don't have the totals for you as of yet, but we're really excited to see how this community rallies. You know, Buffalo is a blue-collar town. But Buffalo is filled with people that have fabulous hearts, and they dig deep in their pockets to be able to make sure that everybody is fed. They care about those that are touched by poverty and those that are struggling through homelessness. That's why I love Buffalo so much, because they don't look at the homeless population as a negative light most of the time. They look at them as that these individuals need help. Especially when you have moms and children that are on the streets and struggling through homelessness, or our vets. You know, our vets, when they come back from the war, you know, you want to make sure that they're taken care of. You know, last year we served over 138 veterans at the mission, both women and men. So it's phenomenal to see this community rally to help us get to the goal. So it'll be interesting when we get closer into December to start pulling all those dollars together and see exactly where we're at.
It's funny when you say rally. I was just talking to someone else from another charitable organization, and they used the same word, and then they kind of correct, or I used the word rather in speaking with them, and then they corrected me, and they're like, we're not rallying. The community's not rallying. The community's just doing what it always does. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's amazing, this town, this metro we call Buffalo, it sees a cause and it does act, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't take like this, you know, hit them in the head. It just, they do what's right.
Correct. When I go out and educate and be in schools or churches and in our businesses, I've never run into an individual at the end of educating them on homelessness and how they can make an impact where they say, I have no idea, Aubrey, how we can help. It's always the wow factor. I had no idea that the need was so great. And then they come together to say, this is what we're going to do to make a difference. And it's phenomenal to see that across Western New York every year.
How can people help? If I have some money I can contribute, what can I do? Where do I go?
The best and easy way for people to be able to give is, a lot of people like to be able to go online. So I ask everybody to go to BuffaloCityMission.org. Right on our homepage, they can click on the donate button and they can make their year-end gift right there. There are some people in our community that don't like to do things online, so they can call in our 854-8181 and plug in extension 429, and they can talk to a live person and make their donation right over the phone. Or if you receive a mailing in your home at this time, really open it and read it and really get educated on the need and make sure that you make your gift, because it's really to enhance the programs through our rescue and restoration process at the Buffalo City Mission, so everybody in Western New York has an opportunity to prosper.
You mentioned earlier that you have an army of volunteers that help, not only tomorrow, but throughout the year and all the different programs and events. Tell me about volunteering at the Mission. How can someone do that? How important is it to your, you know, sustaining the organization?
You know, volunteers are the hub of our organization, because we need the extra hands and the extra feet each and every day to be able to accomplish the many tasks at hand that we need to do. You know, you're always, as an organization like the Buffalo City Mission, we're always running lean and mean, so to speak. And so we try to keep our overhead down and our expenses down and so forth, so that we can enhance the programs. And that's where we have volunteers step in, where we don't have to pay a volunteer, but a volunteer is working from their heart. So we have over 3,000 volunteers that come throughout the year to volunteer. We have corporations, which is wonderful now through their corporate social responsibility. Corporations provide volunteer hours for their staff to get out into the community and to give back and to get engaged. So we have volunteer corporate days throughout the year. We have volunteers that come every single day. But this is where I always encourage volunteers. If you want to make a difference, whether it's working with children, whether it's working at our thrift store to help our community in the suburb areas that are struggling, or if you want to come on site and serve meals or work in other different job capacity roles, visit our website. Click on volunteers and really look in and see the different positions that are available out there, and a position that you think that you could really apply your giftings to. And then they come in for an orientation. They can sign right up online for orientation. And the next thing you know, they're a volunteer. We need volunteers every day. And we love our volunteers because they work hard and they give of their heart. And that's the only way that you can keep growing as an organization, is having those extra hands and feet.
Two other programs I want to talk about: the Christmas giving at the Mission, and then the Next Century Capital Campaign. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about both of those.
Sure. Well, we're already planning for Christmas, even though tomorrow's Thanksgiving. But there's an opportunity that we just started this year where we really wanted to make it easy, not just on our staff, but also on the community as well, where they can go to our first Christmas wish course, Amazon list. And they can go to Amazon and they can actually purchase a gift for a woman, a child, or even for a man. And they can have it delivered right to the Buffalo City Mission. You know, there's many people in our community that really don't like coming down to downtown, which downtown has changed so much over the years, which
yeah,
I'm still surprised
at. That whole trip is not for everybody.
Exactly. They get nervous with the 33 and how to migrate to the one-way street. So this is a great way that they can make an impact to help uplift someone else so that they have a wonderful Christmas, just like you and I would. And so they can go right to our homepage. On the banner of our homepage, click on the Christmas wish list at the Buffalo City Mission. It takes them right to the Amazon wish list, and they can purchase a gift, and they can have it mailed right to the Buffalo City Mission.
That's smart. That's
really
cool.
It's easy, and we're excited to launch it for the very first time. So I encourage the community to go about that way. Or they can also contact our volunteer department, and our volunteer department can walk them through ways that they can also provide Christmas gifts so that everyone that we work with this holiday season has a special Christmas morning.
All right. We'll give the phone number and the website out again at the end here, but a chance, too, to talk a little bit about the Next Century Capital campaign.
Well, the Next Century Capital campaign is a phenomenal campaign that I'm really excited about. It's a campaign that I manage. It's a $15 million capital campaign. We have 12.8 already raised, 2.2 remaining. It's a 75,000 square foot building. It's double the size of its predecessor. And it's a building that really is designed to be able to provide stronger preventative services on the front end so that we have the opportunity to decrease homelessness from growing year over year. You know, the mission and other organizations, because we collaborate with everybody in
sure.
the city, because that's how you become a center of excellence. You have to collaborate. And we all are really good when someone is already homeless. We have those programs in place. Where we need to get stronger as a community is to provide stronger preventative services on the front end so that people aren't stepping out into homelessness for the first time. Right now, with the key statistics that just came out through the Western New York Homeless Alliance, 77.4% of those that are stepping out into homelessness for the very first time. That's a huge percentage. And that shows that we still have a lot more work to do as a community to put a dent into that percentage from growing year over year.
Yeah, and we see these focal programs, you know, the Christmas giving, we see the, you know, Thanksgiving programs, and they're important, obviously, for those going through it right now. But you're talking about ways that we can help prevent someone from perhaps ever even getting into a situation
Absolutely.
Where they might need something like that.
And that's where we need to get stronger as a community. I mean, the city of Buffalo is going through a phenomenal renaissance, a rebirth, so to speak. And it's phenomenal to see all the changes that's going on. New hotels, new businesses, canal side, a lot of things are changing. But there's still people in our community that cannot prosper, and that shouldn't be. And that's where we really need to make a change. So the first floor of our new community center, which is going to be called the Alfiero Family Center of Hope and Promise, is about 9,300 square feet. And this is where we'll provide all those preventative services. So we've partnered with Jericho Road. We'll have the first medical clinic in the city. And Jericho Road is going to staff and manage that right at the new center. We've also partnered with Spectrum Health. They'll be coming in because, as you know, mental health is on the rise. And it's also a part of why people are touched by poverty and stuck into homelessness as well. So they will have an office right on site where the doors will be open to the community at large. This isn't just going to be a facility for people that stay with us on a regular basis or for people that just want to come for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This is really going to be a facility that's going to open the doors where it becomes the one-stop shop for the community where our hurting neighbors can come and get the services that they need so that we can help keep them in their homes, but also at the same time provide them with other programmings that can enhance where they are today, such as on our fourth floor, we'll have our education wing. And our education wing will provide life skills, job readiness, budgeting, financing, career development, but also pre-collegiate studies, because we've partnered with Erie Community College about 6 years ago, and we developed the first bridge, so to speak, where this audience can go to college for the first time, or they can go to college for the second time to get remarkable. We did a lot of research in the past before we started this capital campaign to really understand what is the root cause of homelessness, and that's poverty, and it's through education. Because our community has a lack of education, and if they don't have the education and the skills needed to have a career job, because you and I know having three part-time jobs to sustain a family doesn't work in our economy anymore. They need to have a strong job that keeps that family stable, where they can live in a safe and affordable housing. And the only way they can do that is through education. So we have a lot of our residents that have graduated through ECC and have moved on to secondary education as well, whether at Buff State, Damon College, or Canisius, which is phenomenal to see those changes and to see people really make a change in their life and staying out of homelessness, not stepping back into it. And that's what this new building is going to be all about.
So much to think about there, and it's incredible the amount of work you guys are doing. You know, and again, we see the day-to-day stuff, and it's important, but what you've got going on kind of behind the curtain there is very interesting. It's comforting. It's awesome
you.
That you're there. So thank you so much for the time, Aubrey. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and the website for all of the information on so much we talked about and more is BuffaloCityMission.org, BuffaloCityMission.org, and the phone number is 854-8181, right?
Correct.
Okay. Aubrey Calhoun, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and all of that to you and the entire staff at the City Mission. That is Aubrey Calhoun, Associate Executive Director of the Buffalo City Mission.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.